This is the Brit Lit Podcast with dramatic readings and dialogues, making British literature fun.
Welcome back to the Brit Lit Podcast. For those of you who have been eagerly anticipating this day, we are back after a somewhat long anticipated summer. We are finally getting into the swing of things. And a couple of new things this year. Last year, if there are those of you who are faithful BritLit podcasters, you will recall we had one class. And this year, we actually have two classes, which means double the fun, double the perspective. For those of you who are just joining us, my name is Mr. Craik, and we are reporting from Grapevine, Texas. And this is my 12th grade British literature class, and so we are going to be doing some explorations, and this podcast kind of serves for somewhat a bit of our amusement, but at the same time some of our discovery as we go through British literature. And we're going to start this season doing some of our book reviews. Over the summer we read quite a few pieces and we wanted to report on them a little bit, so we broke them up and did some group reports. And so today I think we are going to begin by the great piece Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. And we have actually two perspectives, because we have a group of students from my second period class reporting as well as from my fourth period class. So we'll get to take a look at today's topic, Frankenstein. So without further ado, I'll turn it on over. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Austin,
and this is Johnny.
We're in Mr. Craik's Brit Lit class, period one, and today we'll be bringing you a short broadcast and acting like a radio show on Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley. So please join us.
All right. Hello, and welcome to AJ's Talk Show. Today we're going to be talking about a certain book, but before we do, we're going to play a little game, see how many Mary Shelley gurus there are out there. Then we're going to give in a little prize at the end. So, this book was set in the 18th century, and it was written in Switzerland, London, in the 1816 and 1817s.
Is it the sound of music?
No. This book was in the genre of Gothic science fiction. Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Clifford Eleanor III. I know this one for sure because I had read an exegetical paper on it just this past month. It is Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus.
That's right. Today you've won a full-page trip to... the Fort Worth Zoo.
Alright,
now we're going to open up the phone lines to an answer and question comment session about Frankenstein. And everyone calling at once now.
Hi, my name is Abby. I had to read this book recently for my fourth grade English class. My only question about the book is, do Victor and the monster differ in the views of women?
Oh, that's a great question, Abby. The way I see it, women are the ultimate companions, which provide comfort and acceptance. Each of the other try to destroy their love interest by transferring woman's stature from object of desire to object of revenge.
Hi, my name's Chuck. All I have to say is if I ever see that freaky thing coming around my house, he's as good as a goner.
Well, sir, that thing Frankenstein is a fictional character. Today we have children listening, so please kind of keep your mouth shut. Now we have time for one more caller, and then we're going to play a short game after the commercial break.
Hi, my name's Chance. When the monster saves the little girl who was drowning, well, that was my favorite part. I think people should stop judging in this world. The book is a very good example of that. I mean, think about it. If they didn't ever shoot Frankenstein, then the whole book could have changed. Golly!
Well, thanks for that input, and now we're going to go into a short commercial break. And then we're going to have the game of the century, where you can win $1 million and a Frankenstein doll.
Hi, my name's Dr. Phil. Are you tired of being judged and hated? Well, don't worry about that anymore, because right now, you can call our hotline, and you can speak with Frankenstein. That's right, the very own Frankenstein, who's been through no more hardships than any of y'all. And next, well, Have you been looking for a gift for the loved one? Maybe a birthday gift, or even just because I love you gift? Well, there's no need to look anymore. The Frankenstein doll is here. You can customize your doll with any press of a button. For call now for a tax-free discount for only 15 payments of $13.99. Thank you.
All right, we're back. And here's the game. You have 7 questions. Caller number 7 will be the winner. And for every question, you have 10 seconds per question. So bring it any time.
Ring, ring.
No, you're not the...
Am I the first caller?
No.
Ring, ring. Did I win?
Yes, you've won. All right, now we're going to start with the game. Who is the convicted of the murder of Victor's younger brother, William?
Oh, is this Justine Moritz?
That's right. Who is the accused of the murder of Henry Clivar?
Oh, that's Victor Frankenstein, of course.
What is the name of the professor at Ingolstadt who first teaches Victor the method of science?
Professor Waldman.
That's right. Where does Victor first have a conversation with the monster?
On a glacier. Oh, in a hut near Montenvert.
Right. To which characters in Paradise Lost does the monster compare himself?
Oh, is it Adam and Satan? Adam and Satan.
Why are Felix, Agatha, and De Lacy so poor?
Because a French court took out their fortune and exiled them from France because they tried to escape their father from prison.
Alright, you have one more. What is the monster's reward for saving the girl from drowning?
He's shot.
That's right. Congratulations, you've won $1 million and a Frankenstein doll.
Yahoo!
Well, thanks for listening and tune in next time.
All right, I hope you enjoyed our BritLit podcast. Tune in next time.
Okay, so I'm Travis, and joining me today are my friends...
Rachel Orfield
and Joelle Lowe.
And we're going to be doing a summary of Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. And first, we're going to present some key facts to you guys. And then we're going to do a quick 32-second summary using some important quotes, and then we have a surprise at the end. So, pretty much, the book was written in Switzerland in 1816. It was published on January 1st, 1818. The narration of the story is the primary narrator is Robert Walden, who in his letters quotes Victor Frankenstein's first-person narrative at length. Victor, in turn, quotes the monster's first-person narrative. In addition, the lesser characters Elizabeth Lavinza and Alfonso Frankenstein narrate parts of the story through their letters to Victor. The climax of the story is the murder of Elizabeth Lavinza at the night of their wedding to Victor Frankenstein. The protagonist is Victor Frankenstein, and the antagonist is Frankenstein's monster. The story is set in 18th century in Geneva and the Swiss Alps in Ingolstadt, England and Scotland in the Northern Ice. The point of view shifts with narration from Robert Walton to Victor Frankenstein to Frankenstein's monster, and then back to Walton, with a few digressions in the form of letters from Elizabeth Lavinza and Alfonso Frankenstein. And the following action of the story is after the murder of Elizabeth Lavinza, when Victor Frankenstein chases the monster to the Northern Ice and is rescued by Robert Walton.
Okay, now it's like our 32-second summary/review thing of Frankenstein. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I saw with shut eyes but acute mental vision. I saw the pale student of an unhallowed art kneeling beside the thing he had put together. I saw the hideous phantasm of a man stretch out, and then on the workings of some powerful engine showing signs of life and stir with uneasy half vital motion. Frightful must it be, for supremely frightful would be the effect of any human endeavor to mock the stupendous mechanism of the creator of the world.
Did I request thee, maker, from my clay to mold me, man? Did I solicit thee from darkness to promote me?
What may not be expected in the country of eternal light?
So much has been done, exclaimed the soul of Frankenstein. More, far more, will I achieve. Treading in the steps already marked, I will pioneer a new way, explore unknown powers, and unfold the world to the deepest mysteries of creation.
I, the miserable and abandoned, an abortion to the beast spurned and kicked and trampled on. Okay, so that was our 32-second summary, and now Joelle will present our next piece of our narrate.
We did a skit. It's a Jerry Springer playoff thing with our characters Victor Frankenstein, played by Joelle Lowe, the monster, played by
Travis.
And the Jerry Springer, played by
Rachel Orfield.
Okay, so here it goes.
Welcome to Jerry Springer Live.
Jerry.
Settle down. Now, here today we have Victor Frankenstein and the monster. Now we're going to start with the monster.
Well, I mean, I guess my first question to you is, I mean, like, why did you create me? I mean, what's my purpose in life?
At this point, I'm not really sure. You were pretty much a mistake. I was interested in what would happen if I brought someone back to life from being dead.
So you just, like, play with somebody's feelings like that? I mean, you don't know what it's like to, like, be waking up and, like, it's your first time you open your eyes and the first person you see turns running into the other room screaming.
Well, I was kind of scared with what I saw. I mean, can't really help that. You're dead, and now you're alive. Screws in your head.
Well, I mean, you are my creator, so I thought you should have showed a little bit of respect. But, I mean, I'm still human, so...
Are you human?
Well, okay. Now it's time for a commercial break.
Are you tired of those nasty wrinkles that make you feel like you're dead? Well, have I got a solution for you. Jergens Revitalizing Cream will do the trick. It will have you looking alive in just 2 weeks. There's a 100% guaranteed success rate. All Jergens products sold at grocery stores and convenience stores.
Side effects include farting, bloating, and sensitive fingernails.
Welcome back, people.
Woo, yeah.
Jerry, settle down. Now, again, we have the monster and Frankenstein.
So, like, as I said before, I mean, like, really, what is your reason behind creating me? Am I just some lab rat and an experiment to be thrown away after you find out?
I don't know. I was experimenting with things. I'd try something new. I mean, no one's done it before. Obviously, things didn't work out very well.
Wait. Now, Victor, do you think your monster is evil?
I mean, yeah. I mean, who kills with no conscience? He killed a little girl and just, it was awful. Who does that to people?
Well, who, like, creates something and then, like, turns and runs from it? I killed because you didn't love me.
Well, it looks like our time is up. Join us next time when we get Dr. Jekyll to actually turn into Mr. Hyde.
Okay, so that's our book summary of Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. We did our three little key parts. And once again, I'm Travis Johnson.
I'm Joelle Lowe.
And I'm Rachel Orfield.
Peace out.
There you have it, our first episode of the new season of the BritLab podcast. Thanks for joining us, and stick around. Next week, we will dive into 1984, George Orwell's book.
You've been listening to the BritLit podcast, a production of Mr. Craig's second period class from Grapevine, Texas, where British literature is made fun. Make sure to visit the website at www.britlit.podomatic.com and keep tuning in for more dramatic readings and dialogues.